around and I'll tell you all the story of the mountains in the days when guns was long. When two families got disputing, it was bound to end in shooting. So gather round and I'll tell you what I saw. All the Martins and the Coys, they was reckless mountain boys, and they took up family feuding when they'd meet. Why, they'd shoot each other quicker than it takes your eye to flicker. They'd knock a squirrel's eye out at 90 feet. All their fighting started one bright Sunday morning, when old Grandpa Coy was full of Mountain Dew. Just as quiet as a church mouse, he stole in the Martins' hen house, cause the Coys needed eggs for breakfast too. Old Martins and the Coys, they was reckless mountain boys, but old Grandpa Coy has gone where angels live. When they found him on the mountain, he was bleeding like a fountain. They punctured him till he looked like a sieve. After that they started in to fight in earnest, and they plowed the mountain up with shot and shell. There was uncles, brothers, cousins, why they bumped him off in dozens. Just how many bit the dust is hard to tell. Old Martins and the Coys, they was reckless mountain boys. At the art of killing, they became quite deft. They all know they shouldn't do it, but before they hardly knew it, on each side they only had one person left. Now the sole remaining Martin was a maiden, and as pretty as a picture was this Grace. While the one and only boy was the handsome Henry Coy, and the folks all knew they'd soon meet face to face. All the Martins and the Coys, they was reckless mountain boys, and their shooting and their killing sure played hop. And it didn't bring no joy to know that Grace and Henry Coy, they both had sworn they would finish off the job. Then they finally met upon a mountain pathway, and Henry Coy, he aimed his gun at Grace. He was set to pull the trigger when he saw her pretty figure. You could see that love had kicked him in the face. All the Martins and the Coys, they was reckless mountain boys. They say their ghostly cussing gives you chill, cause that hatchet show's buried when sweet Grace and Henry married. Broke up the best darn feud in these here hills. Think that this is where the story ended, but I'm telling you them ghosts don't cuss no more. Cause since Grace and Henry wedded, they fight worse than all the rest did. They carry on the feud just like before.